This message comes from NPR sponsor Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, where hundreds of researchers make new discoveries inspired by the work of previous Dana-Farber scientists. Learn more about their momentum at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Democrats flipped a Republican seat in a special election in New York yesterday. This was to replace ousted Congressman George Santos. NPR's Deirdre Walsh reports border security was a leading issue.
Democrat Tom Suozzi told supporters on Long Island that voters are focused on immigration and the economy and want lawmakers to work on bipartisan solutions.
It's time to move beyond the petty partisan bickering and the finger pointing. It's time to focus on how to solve the problems.
The former three-term House member defeated Republican Nassau County legislator Mozzie Pilup and criticized her for opposing the bipartisan Senate border bill. Moderate suburban voters in this district say the influx of migrants into New York City is impacting the local economy and jobs. Suozzi's strategy could be a model for other swing races in November. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News.
House Republicans have impeached Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. They succeeded on their second try by a single vote. The first impeachment vote last week failed. GOP lawmakers claim Mayorkas has allowed migrants to illegally cross the border. He's not expected to be removed from office by the democratically led Senate. President Biden is urging the House to vote on a foreign aid package that offers help to Ukraine, Israel, and some Pacific nations. But House Speaker Mike Johnson is refusing. Some Republicans aligned with former President Donald Trump say they want to block it. But House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries says that's not true of all Republicans. He says if the foreign aid bill was on the House floor this moment, it would get a lot of Republican support.
There are more than 300 bipartisan votes in the House of Representatives to pass the national security bill today.
But Democrats are in the minority in the House, and forcing a bill to the floor for a vote over Republican objections is difficult. Ukraine's military claims it has destroyed a large Russian landing ship in the Black Sea off the coast of occupied Crimea. The Kremlin has not commented. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports from Kharkiv that Ukraine has regained control of parts of the Black Sea by targeting the Russian Navy and its infrastructure.
The Ukrainian military announced the hit on their official channel on Telegram, a social messaging site. The target was a large Russian landing ship called the Tsar Kunikov. It can accommodate up to 87 crew members, but it's not clear how many were aboard. Ukraine says it used maritime strike drones in the operation. Earlier in the day, Russia's defense ministry said it had destroyed 6 drones there. These naval drones have helped Ukraine drive Russian warships out of parts of the Black Sea. That's helped open a shipping corridor for Ukraine's grain exports, which Ukrainian authorities say are now at pre-war levels.
Joanna Kakissis reporting. This is NPR. Election officials in Indonesia are counting votes from yesterday's national election. The BBC reports that the front-running presidential candidate is former defense minister Prabowo Subianto. He was ousted from the Indonesian military in 1998 for his role in human rights abuses. Federal accident investigators are pushing for better cockpit voice recorders in many planes. NPR's Joel Rose reports the investigators say the current standard is not long enough to preserve crucial evidence.
The National Transportation Safety Board wants all cockpit voice recorders to capture 25 hours of audio, up from the current standard of 2 hours. The NTSB says that's not enough. The agency cites at least 14 times when lost evidence has hindered its investigations, including the incident last month when a door plug panel blew out of an Alaska Airlines jet in midair. Cockpit voice recorders are designed to capture conversations between pilots and any other noises that might help investigators. A proposal from the Federal Aviation Administration would require the 25-hour standard, but only for newer planes. The NTSB is pushing to retrofit all aircraft with better voice recorders. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
The private company SpaceX scrubbed today's early morning launch of a probe to the moon. The company cited problems with fueling its rocket. SpaceX says it will try to launch again from Florida just after midnight tomorrow. If this probe is successful, it would be the first American spacecraft to land on the moon in more than 50 years. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.